www.ca/self-isolating. This information is there to help protect you and everyone living under the same roof. All of us can make a difference, so let's keep making sure all of us are safe. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a fabulous show for you today, with two from the music spot and two from arts and culture, one of which is a shorty and will pop up in the second hour. The first interview is with Gold Tongue. Gold Tongue has new singles to share. The second interview is about the exhibition Dot by Dot Like a Baby Gazelle. The third interview is with Special T. Specialty has so much music, a rapumentary should be made about her. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and at 8:20 we'll pop up a shorty about documentaire on Des Rives. At 8:30 we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, do mice really like cheese? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Looking back on these years, all those time spent, living life with my peers. But when the night ends, it's hard to hide from what's going on. Girl, we're moving so fast, both hands on the wheel. I just hope it don't crash. Through my highs and lows, you gave me life. I paid my dues, you gave the best advice. We're far from home, but when I hit the light, I see no one around. I've been running from my ways, hiding from my fate, trying to find my way back to you right now, baby. Is that all you gotta say? After all we made, I'm still trying to make it back to you right now, baby. Tell me you don't mind now, baby. 'Cause I see no one around. I've been running from my way, tired of my fate, trying to find my way back to you. So far from the person I was. Crazy how much shit changed this year. Some friends turn to distant memories. Some of them I still wish were here. I can't hold you back, I wish you the best. I wish some things were always this clear. I can't settle down right now. It's hard for me to love right now. Text messages from all my exes, hoping that we get back together. I know that you pray for my love. If I told you I would stay forever, but my time jaded through the bezel. This time, girl, it's for the better. 'Cause when I hit the lights,
I see no one around. I've been running from my ways, hiding from my fate, trying to find my way back to you right now, baby. Is that all you gotta say? After all we made, I'm still trying to make it back to you right now, baby. Tell me you're on my mind, baby. 'Cause I see no one. Trying to find my way back to you right now, baby. Right now, 'cause I see no one around. I've been running from my ways, hiding from my fate, trying to find my way back to you.
As you clench the leather steering wheel, white-knuckled, ribbing down a deserted highway in your vintage car, the landscape around you begins to crumble and burn. You awake in a sweat, realizing it was only a dream. But as you open your bedroom curtains, the world is still very much on fire. This could be the backdrop for Gold Tongue's debut single, Who Do You Think You Are?, a song inspired by this era of misinformation and mistrust. With us today, we have Brent from Gold Tongue. Hi, Brent, and welcome to the show.
Hey, my name is Brent Jackson. I'm the singer and guitar player and songwriter for the band Gold Tongue. We're located in London, Ontario. I moved here from Toronto about 3 years ago, and I had been playing in the Ontario music scene for about 20 years. I used to be in a band called The Junction, and I've made friends throughout the country. And basically, when I landed in London, I called out to some friends that liked the same sort of rock and roll that I do. Bands like Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, like Radiohead and Queens of the Stone Age. And we started up a band with a song that will be, you know, our new single, which is called Who Do You Think You Are? We basically started the band by recording in a recording studio just down the street from us, a friend named Eric Conway. And it started off as a project where we just basically wrote a song and built it from the ground up in the studio, and before we knew it, we had enough songs to think about performing and becoming a real band.
Who are your bandmates, and what does everyone player do?
So there's me, so Brent Jackson, I'm the singer, guitar player. There's Danny Schultz is the lead guitar player. And there's Josh Torrance, and he's the bass player and sometimes second vocalist. And then there's Thomas Parkwin, who is the drummer.
Where does your name intersect your societal values?
It hasn't really been thought out that way. I guess it was a name that was kicking around in our guitar player's head. So Danny had this name kicking around, and he always thought that the word Gold Tongue would be a great name for a rock and roll band. So it was not really thought about further. It was just more or less just something a little bit unique sounding and something that seemed to fit for rock and roll.
You are releasing your debut single, Who Do You Think You Are? What is the story behind this song?
So Who Do You Think You Are is the first song that was written for this project. I had it kicking around a couple months before I had moved to London, and I didn't know what to do with the song. I knew that I needed a band to back me on it, and it sort of kind of came out of being asked to write a song for a short film, because at that time I wasn't really writing anything in this sort of vein. I had taken a step back from rock and roll, and I was sort of more involved in writing like R&B type music. There was a scene, it was like a fight scene in a baseball diamond, and when I watched the scene, I had sort of come up with the riff for it, and it became a song. And when it became to the point where, you know, I'd sort of shared it with these new band members, and we decided to record it, the lyrics were basically calling out the ego in a person, what sort of makes a person hard-headed or think that they're superior. It's more or less a song to sort of call that BS out in someone and humble them in a little bit of a way to say, you know, we're all the same on the, you know, there's no one where we should be looked at as equals and not greater or less than. So that was sort of the story behind Who Do You Think You Are.
Maybe listen to some of your music.
Yeah, Who Do You Think You Are is the new single, and we released it on all streaming platforms just a few weeks ago. It also has a video, music video accompanied to it, so that can be found on YouTube under the Gold Tongue YouTube page. But yeah, any of the streaming platforms should be hosting it right now.
Well, this morning we'll listen to Who Do You Think You Are on the Wednesday Morning After. I don't know what. You released a song last year called Static. What was the process you went through making this song?
Static is sort of a heavy lyrical content. So backstory on that song is that I went through rehabilitation for addiction just close to 2 years ago. And I had a strong addiction to drugs and alcohol, and it had consumed my life and got to a point where it was pretty dark for me. And really the only option was to get help and get out, or to probably further ruin my life. So when I got out of rehab, you know, I started to put a lot of lyrics and sort of that experience into music, and it's pretty cathartic sort of song. And there's I have a lot of emotions and a lot of personal trauma. So I sort of thought I want to write a song that exposes the darkness that I was going through, in hopes that someone else who might currently be going through that maybe would find a friend in the lyrics, or some sort of solidarity to, you know, help them think a little bit further about the actions that they're making. So Static, it's about the manic part of being addicted, and that's basically the lyrics cover that. And then the music, it was the first song we teamed up with a friend of mine, an old friend of mine. His name's Brian Moncars, and he mixes a lot of rock and roll music, and like Our Lady Peace and Tea Party and bands like that he works with. And I had sent him the recording that we had done here in London, and he mixed it for us and had made it kind of hit a new level. Like, it sounded really big and it sounded awesome. And he's friends with a guy named Brian Lucy, who masters like Arctic Monkeys and Green Day and some sort of bigger rock bands. And he had sent it off, and we got the song mastered by him. And anyway, long story short, that's Static. It's pretty big, and we're happy to have been able to release it as our first single.
May we hear some more of your music?
Yep.
This is Static on CKUT. If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
They should go to our Bandcamp. So the Gold Tongue exists on Bandcamp. I mean, you can go to iTunes. It's available there. I think that's probably really it where it lives right now. We're currently releasing two more songs digitally in the months to come that will sort of equal an EP. And once we have a little bit more music out there, we'd like to think that we could press a vinyl or something like that and make a physical release. But at this point, it's pretty much just the digital stream or the Bandcamp or the iTunes.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You have been listening to Gold Tongue speaking about their music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning.
On that morning.
When the sun.
Cocky-doodle-doo, I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Now every morning when I wake up,
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bacon and eggs
in the morning,
in the morning,
in the morning.
Why should the sun replace the moonlight?
Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
Dot by dot, like a baby gazelle, draws on tattoo cultures from across Iran and the Maghreb as an entry point to explore nation building, gender diaspora, and the future, especially other futures which demand the rejection of binaries, static histories, and erasure. With us today, we have curator Mitra Fakhrashrafi. Hi, Mitra, and welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be the curator of Dot by Dot, Like a Baby Gazelle.
Yes, of course. So I am a Toronto-based curator. I've also lived in Montreal a bit, and that's how I became familiar with the beautiful work that La Centrale does. I've been a curator for the past about 7 years, and Dot by Dot, Like a Baby Gazelle is a project that I was working for towards and thinking about long before COVID. Growing up, my grandfather, who was in Iran, who I spent a lot of time with, it was always just like very present and a common conversation for us to talk about his tattoos that adorned his body. They were all over his back. At the same time, I also was raised Muslim, and in a lot of Muslim traditions, tattooing is considered forbidden. And my grandfather, who had these tattoos, was also Muslim. So this project was about looking at the way that those two things have kind of coexisted, and to kind of just look at the stories that we tell about history and culture differently, and to think about what's always been there. So that's how I got involved, and kind of that's what shaped my thinking of the project. And then I was working with a couple different artists who were also really interested in those themes that we'll probably get into in our conversation. And it just kind of grew into something that La Centrale wanted to present.
Whose work is involved in this exhibition, and what are they bringing to Dot by Dot, Like a Baby Gazelle?
Yeah, so I'd be very happy to go into each of the artists' work, they really have such experimental and exciting practices. So one of the artists that's working collaborative, so two artists are Shirin Fahimi and Murshin Alohyari. Shirin is, they're both from Iran. Shirin is based in Canada and Murshin is based in the US. They met in Montreal at an art conference and they were really drawn to each other's work because they're both interested in these ideas of divination and Islamic divination, geomancy, different ideas around jinns, which are these demon-like, demons is the closest translation for the word, but they're not the Western definition of demons. They're these beings that exist between our world and the other. So they were both interested in these places of magic and otherworldliness. So they began working on a project together, and that project is a part of Dot by Dot, Like a Baby Gazelle. And it's really about how to look to divination to breach towards other futures, better futures. The other artist involved is Melika Hashemi. Melika is an artist and also an arts educator based in Kitchener-Waterloo in Ontario. And Melika's work is similar to Shirin and Murshin's in some ways, in the sense that it's also invested in this idea of Islamic divination, Islamic fortune telling, and then bringing that to the digital realm. So a lot of Melika's research is about what Islamic digital world making looks like on the internet and how people can engage with Islam and engage with faith on the internet and use things like Instagram filters to do that, use things like algorithms to do that. So that's kind of what her work explores. Another artist in the show is Iman Laroussi. And Iman is actually an MA student focused in archiving, and her project really reflects that. Her work is also about her grandfather. So we all kind of brought in our own familial history. So Iman connects her grandfather's experiences with migration to her grandmother's tattoos, because Iman is from the Maghreb, where facial tattoos were quite normal for a long time, and then they became more stigmatized due to colonialism and due to nationalism and secularism. And then the other artist involved is Nazli Najafi, who is currently based in Montreal. Nazli has a work that presents her grandmother recounting the ways that her grandfather got his tattoos. And it's a really beautiful video. And then alongside the video, Nazli has actually created this sculpture recreating her grandfather's body and painting the tattoos onto that body.
How did you discover the artists you curated for the show?
I think we're in similar circles, just because we were all interested in similar themes. So I think that I discovered them online, but we had been in community with each other for quite some time, just because we're all interested in Islamic diaspora, is interested in Islamic digital world making, which can happen on Instagram. So I think short answer would be Instagram.
What is the artistic background of each artist?
So they all have different backgrounds. Shirin, I would say a lot of them are multidisciplinary though. Shirin Fahimi is a multidisciplinary artist who has spent since 2016 transforming her practice into something that is heavily focused on AR, so augmented reality. And so she's really focused on that, but her work extends beyond that as well. But that's something really central to her practice. Melika Hashemi is also a multidisciplinary artist. She uses textile, she uses painting. In this show, she actually created these tattoo designs and she printed them on temporary tattoo paper, and she signed each one of them. So if you engage with the work, you can get one of her signed temporary tattoos. So she does a lot of drawing as well. And Melika also engages a lot with AR, AI, and different ways of using like digital art making. Iman is primarily an archivist, and her is born from there. So I'd say her primary art form is actually archiving. And Nazli is also interdisciplinary, but does do a lot of film and photography.
Which societal issues intersect to form the meanings in Dot by Dot, Like a Baby Gazelle?
I think there are quite a few entry points that a viewer could take. Definitely diaspora and just questioning how we think about culture, how we think about, and especially how to think about culture in less static terms, is really important. So that's definitely a part of it. A part of it is also nationalism. So how has nationalism shaped what we think is normal about culture? Because tattooing, for example, in the Maghreb especially, and in Iran as well, was interwoven into daily life for a long time. And then with this particular rise of nationalism, there were shifts, and those were due to colonialism. Those were due to like a colonial modernist gaze. And they were also due to like specific readings of faith. So just rethinking that is definitely central to the work. And gender as well is definitely really important. Each of the artists take their gendered experiences, share how they're a part of their stories, they're a part of how they think about what's possible.
What do you hope the audience will take home from Dot by Dot, Like a Baby Gazelle?
Yeah, I feel like I kind of hopefully already touched on this, but just that idea of expanding our definitions of culture and making room for tattooing, making room for divination and geomancy, these practices that can be so liberatory, so important to self-determination. And just, yeah, like instead of having like a very static or binary way of looking at something as like either right or wrong, just imagining that there's space for all of it.
Where and when is the run for Dot by Dot, Like a Baby Gazelle, and how much do tickets cost?
The exhibition is presented at La Centrale Gallery Powerhouse, which is on Saint Laurent, and it will be available until April 7th. We are actually having a closing ceremony on April 7th, as well as a bunch of different programs throughout the month that people can attend, and all of it is free. So dropping by the gallery is free and attending the events is free as well.
If our listeners want more information, where should they go?
The La Centrale Gallery webpage is definitely the best place to go for all of that information, or their Instagram. Their website has all of the information about the exhibition, all of the information about all of the artists involved, and all of the programming that's happening to accompany those works and to just further engage with those questions.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really nice chatting.
You've been listening to Mitra speaking about her curation, Dot by Dot, Like a Baby Gazelle. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Okay.
Toronto artist Special T's latest track, Low Key, is a sultry soul hip-hop tune about the immediate connection you sometimes feel when meeting someone for the first time. Special T sings about the butterflies and magnetic ties as the world around her melts. And she thinks about that someone special. With us today, we have Special T. Hi, Special T, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
So I'm Special T, and I'm a pro musician and versatile music artist from Toronto. I've always been a musician. I was told I was making melodies in the womb. I started at the age of 2 playing piano, and then I started my training at 6. So I've been playing music all my life, pretty much.
What is your musical background?
I'm a classically trained pianist. I'm RCM certified. I'm a versatile synth player in multiple genres. I'm a multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, composer, and producer.
What has your journey been like from your start through your myriad albums?
Journey, it's been a fulfilling and rewarding one. I've seen its share of ups and downs. I've experienced quite a lot in my career, and I continue to. My albums over the years do showcase this. I'm pretty open with my journey through life, so you hear that through my albums.
How did that go step to step with your albums, name by name? How did your process progress over that time? Now, I really want to talk about this, because what impressed me in your presentation was that you have just so much music. You have 3 and more EPs in a year. You work fast and furiously, and it's just beautiful what you've done. So let's talk about it a little while. Tell me about that journey that you took, and name some of the EPs and how life walked you along. Let's take the time and do it.
Oh, okay. Well, my first one, Ontario Near Stereo, it's like a mixed EP. Very first one. It's where single Ice Cream Cones off of. That one, it's crazy to think, because back then, I'm out of school and I'm just like getting my footing in the industry. And there's a lot of stuff I didn't know yet. And I'm like, okay, how do we go about this? And there's ways that certain things were going down. I'm like, okay, let's just push an EP out, see what's happening, video. And then it was like after that into 09, I met up with a rep through Universal, and Ice Cream Cone got released that way. And then I got mashed up with Miss You Me for the video for Ice Cream Cone.
You enjoyed doing Ice Cream Cone?
Yeah, that was a good time. She's really dope, and it was fun.
It's been a lot of years since that time, though.
Since that one, yeah. So now, yeah, it's been.
You've been 12 years now? 12, yeah, 14 yeah. years?
We're getting there. Yeah, it's up there.
And yet you never quit working at the music. There was always something musical going on in your life this whole time.
Always. Yeah, I always have something to like write about. I look at it like people ask me what I'm inspired by, and it just life, really, like what I'm going through, who I meet, stories. A lot of them are mine. Some of them are maybe someone I know or something I got inspired by that I saw or was, and I just like, I got to write about that. I just got to put it out there.
So tell us about your latest single, Low Key. What is the story behind this song?
Well, Low Key, it's about having that instant connection, attraction to someone. Just sometimes you just get this feeling when you meet someone, but like you don't know what their deal is. You're not sure, and you don't want to like give away that you're kind of in your feels. Right away, so you kind of just keep it low key. You're just like, I'm not gonna really let them know. I want to feel them out and see what's going on, but you're just instantly like taken in by their vibe.
You are a flirt.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
May we listen to some of your music?
Sure. Yeah.
This is Low Key on the Wednesday Morning After.
Hoping you will stay. penny for your thoughts. Expensive taste. These feelings can't be fought. No time to waste. A flirting glance, the motor flies. Let's take a chance. Magnetic ties. The world around just melts away. With you, I'm sound. It's on display. Low key, I'm feeling you. I know you feel it. Instantly, it was true. Wanna reveal it. Standing in front of me. One look and get it. Now every part of me needs your benefits. No more subtleties. As I take your hand, smitten, can't you see? You fully understand. Your aura entices me. I won't deny it. It's simple chemistry. Dare you to try it. A flirty glance, the butterflies. Let's take a chance. Magnetic ties, the world around just melts away. With you, I'm sound. It's on display. Low key, I'm feeling you. I know you feel it. Instantly, it was true. Wanna reveal it. Standing in front of me. One look and get it. Now every part of me needs your benefits. Lucky. Lucky.
What are your plans for your next album?
Next album, currently working on. It's going to be my fourth studio album, so for my fourth full length. And it's coming after, because I just came through Dose of Distinction. So I had the first one, second one, and I wrapped it up in 20 with the Special Remedy. So I have that kind of like, that trilogy's over with. So this is like, now the journey past that. So it's past Dose of Distinction. It's going to be called Foresight. And just what my view of the world is now. I'm coming into a new decade. I will be when it's coming out. So it'll just be just more of my life and what's going on, what I see around me, stuff like that.
May we hear some more of your music?
Sure. My single off my latest EP, just like last year, last spring, was called Midnight Shade.
Well, this is Midnight Shade then on CKUT.
Wanna sample it just a little bit, but you're fighting it just a little bit. You a tease, I'ma please come and sit. Then you walk away, you know you fit. Now I'm over here, you vibing with me. I say it all, lips trying to see what I'm working with. Now you ain't afraid, you like swerving it, but you got it made. You take my hand, you ain't blush proof. I understand, attraction through the roof. Body language loud, hear my reply. Checking me all proud, I won't deny. I wanna see where this could lead. You teasing slow, now there's a need. Another level, no argument. About to be a body twisted tournament. On a dime. Don't you think that now it's time? On a dime.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
You can find me on all the various socials and streaming sites, and Special Music is available on all digital platforms anywhere you get your music.
Thank you for your interview today.
And thanks again for having me.
You've been listening to Special T speaking about her experience. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Ignition sequence start.
York, this is Democracy Now!
Ukraine is on fire. The country is being decimated before the eyes of the world. The impact on civilians is reaching terrifying proportions.
As UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for peace in Ukraine, we go to Kyiv, where the mayor has announced a 35-hour curfew after Russia's strikes intensify in the capital. We'll also speak to Joshua Yaffa, of The New Yorker. He just left Ukraine after reporting on the Russian invasion for the past 2 weeks. And we look at how the Biden administration's refusing to directly condemn Saudi Arabia for executing 81 men in its largest mass execution ever.
Does the United States also condemn the execution?
Well, we've seen these reports that Saudi Arabia executed 81 people on March 12th. We continue to raise with Saudi Arabia the need to ensure fair trial guarantees, freedom from arbitrary and extrajudicial detention, transparency, the rule of law, and freedom of religion and belief.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The mayor of Kyiv has declared a 36-hour curfew after a series of Russian missile strikes hit residential